Sunday baseball coming your way shortly. Shuckers Biscuits in a series finale. It's been all Shuckers all weekend long, looking to continue that theme here in the series finale. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're hanging out first base dugout with Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell. David, you've been a busy man these past couple months. Appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Javik, it's always a pleasure to be here. Always.
You've been a busy man. A lot of community work. Caleb Bowman talked about it yesterday. There's been a lot the Shuckers have been involved in, whether it's players, staff, you. What's been going on these last couple months?
Yeah, I think the approach that I've taken is just to go all in and figure out ways to make things happen. And obviously, our part of our Shucker focus this year, being on the military, that's never been more important. So we have obviously been very busy, and a lot of great things to come. We've got a couple of big nights ahead of us. We've got on August 31st, just became official, Keesler Appreciation Night, and that's Keesler Air Force Base. That's never been a thing. It's now a thing, and we're going to blow it out of the water. I can't wait for that night to get here. A lot of work to get done ahead of time. And then September 13th is taking on a life of its own as well. That's going to be a Starry Night theme. Basically, that's a pediatric brain cancer night, and we got some cool things lined up for that as well.
One of the big things, and guys have talked about this throughout this year, on the theme of the military, how impactful it is to do community work, whether it's at the VA, going to the cemetery over at Cooser Air Force Base. What's it been like getting those players involved and seeing them be able to interact with these veterans, with these servicemen and women over at Air Force Bases here in Biloxi or at other bases around the South as well?
I think the coolest part about it is just their willingness to jump right in and figure out a way to be a part of it. When we were up in Chattanooga last week, I was reminded just how important it is for us here in Biloxi to be so involved with the community. We're not in a situation where we're going to draw large numbers because we're not really in a large metropolitan city, and it is vital for us to be active and out there, and the guys this year have made that really easy. They've made my job just that much more enjoyable, and it's who we are from here on out.
What's it like seeing the guys interact with those servicemen and women, those veterans over at Keesler Air Force Base or just throughout the community? Because a lot of fans don't realize, and it's no fault of the fans of themselves, but they're more than just baseball players. They are just normal human beings that just happen to be exceptionally good at throwing or hitting a baseball.
Yeah, no, that couldn't be more accurate. And I think that this year's team has been the epitome of that. They have proven themselves just to be regular guys, you able to use their talents in this world of baseball to be able to use that as a vehicle to get out there and be more active in what we're doing, but show their appreciation and their respect for those who are fighting for our freedoms and those who have fought for our freedoms. And so that's been really helpful because it's not like we're having to explain that to them. They get it. They 100% understand that and have been very vocal about wanting to make that happen.
What have you seen in the interactions with fans? What's it like when they no longer become just guys who are playing here for the summer, but they become lifelong community members, people that this community look up to, and fans really gain a greater appreciation for the players? A guy like Caleb Bowman, who was just named the Heart of a Shucker Player of the Year. How impactful is it to see them make such an impact with fans and become more than just a player or a pitcher and become someone who this community really looks up to?
Yeah, well, so let me start right there with the Heart of a Shucker Player of the Year. This is the first year we've done that, and I know Caleb talked about how Nashville's award kind of inspired that, and that's something that I've been working on all offseason, and we were able to put the pieces together and make it work. Caleb was the obvious choice this year, and that is not to say anything negative about the guys on this team, because they've all been incredible. They've all been very sacrificial in their time and very giving, very generous. That just proves how much more Caleb was working with us on that. Just made it a very easy decision. But I know he also mentioned the fact that this year our fans have been that much more impactful, that much more engaged, and I can't put enough emphasis on how important it's been to get our team out there to be able to be more involved, not just from our players, but our front office and all the way around. I think that's proven its point. The fans are just becoming that much more attached to these players and these guys, and just proves again how important it is.
Last time we talked was about 2 months ago. The Shuckers had just adopted two puppies, Barks, and at the time it was a dog to be named later. He has since been named Shuck. How are the boys doing?
Well, yeah, I don't look. It's crazy. We put out all these names, and the one that was probably the most obvious from the get-go was the one that gets chosen. So Barks and Shuck are doing well. They were here last night. They won't be here today. But I will tell you this. They have been an absolute joy. And I say that with a little bit of sarcasm to bring along. They are certainly in their adolescent phase. We've got a couple of cool announcements to go along with this conversation. Number one, they made their first visit to the vet yesterday. The Pet Connection in Ocean Springs, Mississippi has so graciously decided to be one of their presenting sponsors. So they got a bath and a nail trim yesterday, and we look forward to our partnership with them. In 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, they will begin their official training with Russell K9 in D'Iberville, Mississippi, who's also going to be a presenting sponsor. We've got a couple of other cool partnerships that we're working on. One of those will be the Humane Society of South Mississippi, who was here last night. So we're excited about all three of these things. The boys are at 33 and 35 pounds officially. That's large for less than 7 months into their lives. But we're in the process of purchasing some new harnesses because they've outgrown them. But they are well on their way to becoming what we have envisioned them to become. I certainly wish we could be spending more time here at the ballpark with them, but we've just got to get through this phase of life. Look, the guys here this year have started this process and been the foundation of this. And for many years to come, our players and our fans will be reaping the rewards. So we're excited about them. They're behaving better. They've learned how to sit. They know how to listen. They're still learning how to listen. My wife is an angel. She has put up with a lot of their nonsense, but I'm going to be honest with you. I see it as an opportunity to just really invest in the dogs and invest in our Gulf Coast community and our team. And I know it's going to be well worth it in the long run.
Well, hey, there's nothing better than a couple. I guess you can't call them puppies anymore. A couple of big, large dogs at this point running around the ballpark. David, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Shuckers Biscuits coming your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network.